That may not sound so bad in theory, but the downside of this region of the brain is that, along with adolescent inhibitions, may come experimentation and abuse of addictive drugs. In addition, because of the immature state of this brain region, adolescents may be quicker to succumb to nicotine, alcohol, and drug addiction, and to do so with greater permanency. What can be done about it? Because this suggests that substance use disorders among adolescents are actually neurodevelopmental disorders as well, researchers and doctors may learn more about how to treat these patients by focusing on the particularities of the adolescent period and on the brain in that period.